Let's start off talking about the conference. Tell me a little bit about the award today.
Yeah, this is 1,200 people from all over Ohio, many of whom are farmers, some of them organic. Many of them are advocates. Most of them are advocates for local foods, and they understand what more politicians should understand. That is, if you buy locally, you're helping local food producers. It's good for the environment. It's good for the economy locally, and it's good for people's health to buy fresh fruits and vegetables and grown locally. So it's a win all the way around, and they've changed. These 1,200 people have changed, in many ways, changed Ohio's diets to make all of us understand better to eat locally. And many times people eat organically and should have that option.
Talk a little bit about top priorities this year.
Yeah, the Farm Bill, to me, is an opportunity every 5 years to renew and update agriculture practices. So farmers, particularly in focus on family farmers, and farmers can be more productive, and farmers can make a good living, and farmers in bad economic times, when prices are low or because of weather conditions, yields are especially low in a county or in a region, that those farmers don't go under. And that's I'm always working to update our ARC program and working bipartisanly. The Farm Bill is never a partisan bill. It's a regional bill. And I always coalesce with Republicans, as a Democrat, with Republicans in our region to protect Ohio agriculture interests.
Something you touched base on was nutrition and the suggested harvest box. Talk a little bit about that.
The harvest box is sort of big government, its worst. Like, somebody in Washington is going to decide what every SNAP beneficiary in the country is going to eat. And it sounds like a lot more spam and a lot less locally fed beef. And I think it's the exact opposite of what we should do when you think of somebody making a decision away, and not to mention the cost of moving, of transportation and putting this food together. And it's bad for local communities. It's bad for the beneficiaries. It's just a stupid idea.